Hello, welcome to the first episode. Yeah, the day is finally here. This is EM Sports Talk. I'm your host, Eric Melton. And today, we're going to talk a lot about the NFL draft, the Senior Bowl practice started, some names to look out for, a little bit of draft prospects. I'm going to give you my top five prospects for coming up. 2020 draft is coming up very soon. We're going to talk a little bit about that Kansas State and Kansas fight. It's going to be a great episode. The first episode, I'm so excited. It took so long to get this podcast going, but it's finally here. We're going to get ready to go. Like always, like, share, everything. This is EM Sports Talk. Coming up, episode one. Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. The first episode of EM Sports Talk. Again, I'm your host, Eric Melton. So let's get right into it, man. So first we're gonna talk a little about the Shrine Bowl. So last week was the East West Shrine Bowl in Tampa Bay. I watched it. Great game to watch. Exciting, high impact. It was a lot of scoring. It wasn't vague. It was really exciting to watch. And as I was watching this game, I was like, God, it's not that many big school guys here like the Senior Bowl. And, Kelly Bryant probably was the biggest name there. That guy played terrible compared to a lot of guys. I mean, coming into this game, Kelly Bryant probably, who thought that he would get outplayed by a guy named Joe Morgan from FIU? He outplayed them. But some guys, names that stood out in that game was a guy named James Robinson from Illinois State and a guy named Brian LeMay who went to, I believe it was Charlotte, went to Charlotte. And these guys ran the hell out the ball. Benny LeMay, this guy, Benny LeMay, he's a great player. As you look, he had 86 rushing yards on 15 attempts for 2 touchdowns. The guy, James Robinson, on the West roster, he had 15 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown. But these guys are fast, all right? I'm not just saying this. I was watching this game. I was like, who is these guys? All right, these guys were running all over this both defenses. And let's talk a little about James Robinson. This kid was no one knows who he is still unless you watch this game or you're an Illinois State fan, but it's not too many of those, right? So James Robinson, he had a hell of a game, man. And this kid is fast. But the thing is about these small school running backs this year, well, you're going to see it. They're probably little to none is going to get drafted because it's so deep this year, the running back class. You got guys, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins coming in, P. Ryan from Florida. You got guys from big schools that's going to, and it's a lot of them, it's deep. And to tell you, James Robinson's a hell of a player, don't get me wrong, but I just don't see him going probably day one or two. He's probably going to go day three, rounds 4 through 7. I see more towards round 6. And his play style is he's downhill. He's gone. He hits that hole. He's a one cut back. He's going to cut it upfield. He's going to score. And that's why I like James Robinson. He's fast. He isn't physical, but this guy is a great running back from Illinois State. And another name, like I said, Kelly Bryant underachieved in this game. I think that if he wanted to get drafted, he left Clemson to get a better opportunity to play. And he didn't have a great season at Missouri at all. He played terrible. 15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I know he was hurt a couple games, but he just didn't look good this year. And honestly, I thought he was going to redshirt and come back for another year at Missouri. But he declared for the draft. I don't see him going. I don't see him getting drafted this year. But the XFL could be a league that fits him, his play style. The NFL, Kelly Bryant, Don't see it happening. I'm sorry, all the Kelly Bryant fans out there. Kelly Bryant probably isn't going to go in the first round. All right, let's move on to the next guy that stood out to me in that Shrine Bowl. Joe Morgan, quarterback from FIU. Now, this guy looked. He looked really good in this game, and FIU really wasn't, a good school this year to watch. Like, who know who, unless FIU was terrible, but this guy played really well in this game. I think Morgan is going to fit, James Morgan. I keep saying Joe. James Morgan, senior quarterback. I mean, he 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions this year, but his school was terrible. I mean, FIU was a bad school. He had a down year because he had 26 touchdowns, 7 interceptions last year. Now he had 14. Injuries play a part of that, and it's the scheme fit. But they was pretty bad. I mean, they beat Miami. Yeah, they beat Miami. And they beat ODU. I mean, but James Morgan is a quarterback who's gonna probably get drafted day three, but he's gonna be there next year when, like, as a backup who shocks the world, like Gardner Minshew did for Jacksonville, right? He had a hell of a year this year. Probably in the running for Rookie of the Year. Who would expect Gardner Minshew from Washington State to come in and play and have a good season like he did? Next year, he probably will be the starter. I think that's who I can James Morgan play style could be like Gardner Minshew. He isn't athletic at all, but he can throw the hell at the football and he can get you wins. Just because his prototype, his play style fits your team, like Jacksonville, even though Jacksonville probably isn't looking for a quarterback, but you get what I'm saying. I think that Shrine Bowl was better, was very exciting to watch. It was just a good game, and hopefully the Senior Bowl. So let's switch just to the Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl has always been big names, low scoring. It's like watching the Pro Bowl now in the NFL. It's not really like how it used to be. But the Senior Bowl this year, I think it might be a big, high scoring game because you got a lot of talent out there. And a couple names that stand out to me for the Senior Bowl, which is, I think, is this Saturday. I mean, that's the most hyped up game in college. It's more hyped up than the national championship game. I'm kind of bummed out that Joe Burrow isn't playing. You got the Bengals coaching, staff coaching. He would already been intact with the coaches who's probably going to draft him. But I'm getting a little off topic. But some names I wrote that I kept intact. Antonio Gandy-Goldman from the North team, wide receiver from Liberty. This kid is underrated. He's electric. He's fast. He got great size, great hands. He had a hell of a year from Liberty. And then when you think of Liberty, you don't even think of guys getting drafted to the NFL. But this guy, Antonio Gandy-Goldman, is a hell of a player. This kid is electric. He's fast. I like his play style. I want to see what he do against some of these bigger name schools, defensive backs, in these one-on-ones. Practice already started. And I heard he's doing pretty fine. I watched a couple clips of these practices, and he looked really good out there. I think he's going to be a great player. He's not going to go day one or two just because the wide receiver class is probably the best wide receiver class. The wide receiver class this year is deep. This is the best wide receiver class we've seen since 1996. And I mean, this receiver class this year is crazy. You're going to have probably three guys from one school go in the first round at Alabama. Antonio Gandy-Goldman is a great receiver, but I just don't see him going day one. Day two, most likely, because he fits Tennessee's play style. They're looking for another playmaker. New England needs receivers. The Saints, I just don't see them going day one with them positions, but they need playmakers. And so, two other players. I mean, that I'm looking into. I want to see how Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts play, and Jalen Hurts is probably one of the most classiest, scrutinized guys in college. This guy took his team to a national championship twice. Not once, twice. Got benched in one of the games. Came back the next season after he lost his starting job. Played. Exceptional. Backed up Tua Tagovailoa, who's probably going to go in this year's draft, probably top five. The guy is a great player. I mean, he's underrated as hell. And then I think this game, he has at least 100-plus yards passing this game with a couple rushing yards. That's going to solidify his draft stock because a lot of people don't even got him going day two. They got him going day three. And I think he's probably one of the best quarterbacks in the class. He's so underrated. Tua Tagovailoa is a good quarterback. But I think Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. He's bigger, stronger, faster. His arm probably not as good as Tua's, but he has a good arm. And don't be surprised if teams like Pittsburgh take him. All right? Pittsburgh. I'm looking at teams. Tennessee, if they lose their quarterback, if they lose Mariota, and if they lose Tannehill. Good. Those are teams to look out for. I think this game, the Senior Bowl, is going to be a great game to watch, like I said. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to make it exciting because he's going to run. He's going to throw. I don't think he can hit the quarterback in the Senior Bowl. So he probably can't run. But, you get what I'm saying. The guy is a great player. And I think his arm, I'm giving it his speed, I'm giving it a 10. His arm is probably going to get a 7 out of 10. But just the Senior Bowl, I want to see how he do against. You going to, because in the Senior Bowl, you got big and small school defensive players. But this year, it's not. He has a lot of. He's going to go against a lot of good defensive backs. But he's going to have a lot of good receivers on his team. So I think if they put the right coaching staff, I believe he's on the North team. So if he's on the North team, yeah, I don't. Yeah. No, he's on the South team. He's on the South team. And the coaches for the South team is the Bengals' coaching staff. The North is getting coached by the Lions. Oh, the Redskins blew that. They don't even have a coaching staff yet. They even coach just a shit show there. But I think the Lions and the Bengals' coaching staff are really good coaching staffs. But I think he fits better with that Bengals' coaching staff because the spread, West Coast offense. Just Justin Herbert as well. We're gonna get to him in a little bit, but that Jalen Hurts should shine in his game on Saturday. Him, I think he's the starter. The backup is gonna be Justin Herbert, who is probably have the biggest arm in this game. His arm is ridiculous. He's a big kid. He can run, and that's what a lot of people don't know about Justin Herbert. He's a great quarterback. Oregon offense lives and dies off their quarterback play, and he had a hell of a season for Oregon this year. Big year. Biggest arm. He kind of reminds me of Josh Allen, but with better accuracy. If he goes to San Diego, I mean, LA, the Chargers, my fault. If he goes to the Chargers, people are going to be like, whoa. He can come in there and start right away, and they can actually win. They was injury plagued last year. That's just not going to happen again this year. I think Justin Herbert's probably he reminds me a lot of Josh Allen, but I just don't know what Herbert is going to do in the NFL. He struggled against big schools at Oregon. He's going and his Senior Bowl is going to help him his draft stock or hurt his draft stock because a lot of people just isn't sold on Herbert. Last year he was the number one pick. Now you come this year he might drop to the mid-teens. Out of the first round, Justin Herbert probably deserves to be a top pick because his he has all everything you want, everything you need in a quarterback. I think Justin Herbert can shock a lot of people, and in this year's game, but the Senior Bowl as a whole has improved a lot. The coaching staffs, the play calling, letting the guys play. It's their last collegiate game, so why? Wait on, why let the refs ruin it like they do every other thing? Let these guys play. They're gonna play today. They're gonna play not today, but they're gonna play that game like it's their last. I think that's what they should let them do. These kids are fighting for a job in the league. Don't let the penalties ruin the game. This is gonna be a great game to watch. I think honestly, if you give these guys a great. You give those guys great coaching staff and all that. That game is going to be exceptional to watch. It's going to be cold in an outdoor stadium, but every year, they play in Alabama down there in Alabama and Mobile. It's going to be a great game to watch. I know I keep saying it, but I just can't wait. I love the NFL draft. I think the draft probably is the best thing about the NFL season. Because who, I know you're tired of the Patriots winning, but I don't want to see that every year. But I think this year is different. Because you got the Chiefs and the 49ers in the Super Bowl. You got a little bit of everything you need. Most importantly, though, this Senior Bowl has a stout offensive and defensive line. One of the best I've seen in a long time because you got guys that's projected to go in the top 25 on both sides of the ball on both teams. You got guys who is freaks on the defensive line going against one of the best you can offer in the country on offensive linemen. And the seniors. All these guys have the experience. This game is going to be great. I'm telling you guys, watch the Senior Bowl on NFL Network Saturday. It's going to be a great game to watch. And look out for those guys, Justin Herbert, Antonio Gandy-Golden, and Jalen Hurts. Oh, and Jalen Hurts, he get to wear that special helmet. You're going to have the Alabama, half Oklahoma. It's going to be crazy. I'm excited to watch it. I'm excited to watch it. So, next we're going to talk a little bit about that Kansas and Kansas State fight. So, if you ever heard about it, it happened on Monday, I believe. Monday, Tuesday, one of those. I was stunned when I seen it because you haven't seen a college basketball fight in a long time, and that was probably the wildest one. And so Kansas blew out Kansas State. And mind you, they are about 30. They're dribbling the ball out, and you have one jackass on Kansas State who thinks it's cool to steal the ball and get points just because you lost. You got blown out. I understand it's a rivalry game, but come on. He was asking for it. Steals the ball, okay? And that's what pisses me off. You get blown out. Take your L like a man. Steals the ball. But then Silvio D'Souza from Kansas said, no, I'm not letting this happen in our house. Okay? Fucking volleyball spikes the ball to like the fifth row. Stares over him like he's LeBron James, like when he dunked on Jason Terry. He was like, no, that's not happening. So, honestly, I think this got blown out of proportion. Kansas State reacted to this way unprofessional. These guys, Kansas is celebrating. Oh my God, probably one of the best blocks of the year. But this one guy on Kansas State, this one kid, not even in uniform or nothing, just runs over there and clocks the first Kansas person he sees, just absolutely demolishes him. He gets the first hit, and I think that started it all. Once he hits him, this big Kansas, I don't even know who this kid is. That kid shocked me. He came, big Kansas guy, just trucks him. Oh, throws him. His shoe comes off. The kid from Kansas State, he's in khaki and a polo shirt. He gets rocked. His shoe comes off. That's when it all just unleashed. And if you look at these photos, Silvio D'Souza just tried to go WWE style and just picked up a stool, like a little bench stool, and tried to clock the first guy he see, but it was so chaos. He seen one white old lady hold on to his leg. He pulling her. She's like, oh, you just see people in the background. This dude is loving this, right? They getting this on Snapchat, Twitter. But the guy, the old people, like, oh my God. They don't know what to expect. They trying to hold him back. The coach is trying to hold him back. He eventually doesn't hit anyone with the stool. I mean, he got suspended yesterday indefinitely. So that means he's probably done for the season. And this is Kansas, the number two ranked team in the country. These guys are in the brink of the season. You about to have conference tournament play coming up soon. The NCAA tournament. So they can't afford to leave their best big man. They lost their best big man. I don't, Kansas State suspension, I'm pretty sure they came out. I haven't seen them yet. But this fight was ridiculous. I was talking to a couple friends, and they was just like, they all see Kansas in the wrong, but I mean, Kansas State, it all happened because they guys cannot be professional and take their L's like a man. You can't do that. You can't go out here, fighting because you can't take your loss like a man. It was just craziness. But I think that was the best moment of sports this so far this year. That was crazy. That was the best college fight we've seen since Georgetown when they fought the guys in China. Like, it was full on fist throwing, a lot of action, a lot of pushing and shoving. That's what I like. College sports need more fights like that. I'm going to say it. I know, hey, you fights, it's not UFC, but that was great for college. It brought excitement back to sports. Wouldn't be losing it lately. All right? That's going to be the best thing that happened, to college this week. It was. So, switching over gears, though, we're going back to the NFL draft. So, me and my guys sat down, my team. Shout out to my boys, Dan, Amon, Kavon, my guys. They'll be on the show eventually, part of the EA Sports Talk team. We talked a lot about this NFL draft, and I'm going to get more into the draft and not the games, the Shrine Bowl, stuff like that. I have my full 32 top prospects for the first round. I have my mock drafts, all that ready, but that's for a different show. But today we're going to talk more about our top five prospects for the upcoming draft. And number one, of course, I have Chase Young. I think Chase Young's the best player we've seen defensively in a long time. The Bosa brothers were great prospects. I love the Bosa brothers a lot, but I think Chase Young's different. I think he's different. He has more explosive coming off the ball. No one wants to block this guy. This guy is probably going to have, if the Redskins take him, I'm not going to tell you do I think they are. I'm not going to say none of that right now. But if the Redskins take him, that's probably one of the defensive changing pick right there, because their offense is going to be skeptical next year, but their defense is going to be established. And Ron Rivera loves his defensive players a lot. All right, he loved watching. He loved his defensive players because he took Luke Kuechly, great player. He took Brian Burns last year at Carolina. He fits that Ron Rivera defensive play style. I think Chase Young, number one player in the hands down. Of course, Burrow's number two. I think Joe Burrow probably was the best quarterback in college this year, if you ask me. Broke every record that it was in college. Hell of a player. I love to watch. I love watching him play. He's a great player to watch. I did a whole draft profile. If you haven't followed the Instagram yet, it's EM Sports Talk underscore at the end of that. Instagram's fucking stupid. They made me put an underscore there, but I did a draft. I released a draft profile on him last night. I'm releasing one today on Chase Young. So I'm not gonna get too much in Joe Burrow like I already did, but we're gonna talk now at three where it gets really interesting. Okay, I put Tua. I believe I put Tua as my third player on the board. Yeah, I got Tua. I think Tua is gonna be a hell of a player in college. The guy is really good. He was great in college. He's gonna be a hell of a player in the NFL because just because he's gifted, but that hip injury, medicine advanced, get over it. Guys come back from torn ACLs and all that, torn Achilles. He's gonna be back healthy. He's not gonna probably play next season when he get drafted. He's gonna if he does go to the Dolphins, right? Hear me out. The Dolphins. That plan is going to be beautiful. They're going to sit him behind Josh Rosen and Fitzpatrick for 1 year. Fitzpatrick rises to the sunset. He retires as a Dolphin. The greatest myth of all time. Fucking Fitzmagic. The guy is amazing. But he's going to help Tua learn the game. He's been on pretty much every team in the league. Fitzpatrick is a great guy. Never really sucked. He's a great quarterback. Train Josh Rosen. I had to learn a lot. Rosen's third year coming up next year. He's going to teach Tua some stuff. Josh Rosen is probably one of the most hated quarterback. This guy's been traded from two teams. I mean, from drafted in the first round, traded. Now they're going to draft probably another quarterback. He probably will never get his shot in the league. He probably will though. But I'm getting off topic. But Tua's going to learn the system in Miami. He's going to sit next year. He's going to be healthy. The guy is so. He reminds me of Drew Brees. His twitchiness. He's so. His hand-eye coordination is ridiculous. He has great vision on the field. He can fit the ball in tight spots. I mean, helping him, he had three great receivers. Probably the fast, best route runner in Jerry Jeudy. Two of the fastest players in the country, a receiver. He just launching it, launching it. But that proves he has the arm strength to play in Miami. Because the receiver core deep, so deep this year, this guy might get a high flyer. Who would love to see that? Them going into Foxborough with Tua as a quarterback and kicking the Patriots' ass with Henry Ruggs running corner routes every play, and they just killing Stephon Gilmore. Everyone would love to see that. All right. And with my fourth player on the board, I went Jerry Jeudy. All right, it was hard between him, Okuda, and Jeff and Thomas, the tackle, Andrew Thomas from Georgia. But I went Jerry Jeudy, receiver, one of the best route runners in college football. Underrated. Great player. One of the best route runners in college. All right. And number five, I got Jeffrey Okuda, one of the best corners in college from Ohio State. Big, lengthy guy. Reminds me a little bit of corner from the Rams, Jalen Ramsey. So we're going to be back with the closing in a little bit. Matter of fact, no, we're going to keep it going. All right. So that's why I think Okuda's going to be probably, the Lions are probably going to take him. I didn't want to say that. Because I don't know what the hell the Lions are gonna do. The Lions need a lot of positions. Stafford's broken down. The offensive line got much better, but they're broken down. Hockenson at tight end is a stud. Their receivers need help. Their DBs need help. They just need a lot of help. They got to get rid of old ass the safety. What's his name? I forget his name. They got to get rid of him. Darius Slay's probably the only player on defense they could keep. That's the only bright point on their team. All right. That rounds up my top five. All right. For my top NFL prospects. We're going to release 6 through 10. We're going to be back Saturday. All right. EM Sports Talk is going to be back Saturday. We're going to talk a little bit about Saturday I'm going to release my I don't want to do it this early, but I'm going to release my first on the Instagram channel. Okay, on Instagram, we're going to release picks 1 through 10 for our mock draft. We're going to talk about 6 through 10, who's my prospects on the board first Saturday in the show. Saturday, we're going to have a special guest. I'm not going to say who it is. All right, so if you enjoyed the show, give us a follow, share it. It's available on everything you can think of: Spotify podcast, Apple podcast, Google podcast, even here on the Anchor app. I'm just excited. Episode one was a blast. All right. Follow the Instagram channel, EM Sports Talk _. More to come. Remember, draft profile releasing tonight for Chase Young. So if you have any questions, you can hit me up on my Instagram, EM Sports Talk _. You can leave voice messages here at, on the sh under the show on the Anchor app. And I just want to say thank you. It's been a long journey, but this podcast is going to get rocking. It's going to be a great show. Hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you Saturday for episode two. Thank you.